Hello, Hope College, and welcome back from midwinter break. I hope it was really good, and I hope you guys all traveled safe and super sound. This is Amanda Olson and
Taylor Dunn
with the Anchors Podcast. And today on our third episode of Humans of Hope, we have today with us Chandler Erdos.
Hi, guys.
So, as an introduction, what year are you in? What's your major?
Yeah, so I am a sophomore, and I'm an early childhood education major with minors in leadership and communications.
That's so cool. How did you decide on that as your major?
Yeah, so I actually came into Hope as pre-med, and then I worked a summer at Camp Geneva and really realized I need to work with kids and thought elementary special ed. But then I realized that special ed is just a passion for me. It's not something I want to do in the classroom. And I'm not really strong in any of the content areas, so early childhood was the route that I should go.
Sounds pretty cool. And where are you from?
I'm from Kalamazoo, so like an hour southeast.
So pretty close.
Pretty close in relation.
And so why did you decide to come to Hope? What grabbed your attention about our small college?
So I toured 28 schools. Which is a lot.
Wow.
And I toured Hope 8 times just to make sure it was the correct fit for me. But a fun fact about me is that in high school I was an all-state bowler. So I had bowling scholarships. So it came down to Hope and Wichita State. And so I said on May 1 decision day, whichever school contacts me first, that's the school I'm going to. So at 7:58, my Hope admissions rep, Christy Stadema, she called me, and at 7:59, Wichita State called me, so I knew that Hope was where I had to go, and I've loved it ever since.
That's a very interesting and unique story. I don't think I've ever met someone who's toured a school 28 times. That must be a record.
Or 8 times.
Or yeah. 8 times. Yeah. That's just incredible, but it's good you had to, like, know for sure that this was the right school for you. That's actually kind of sweet. So you mentioned a little bit about Camp Geneva and all that. Can you talk about that as an experience?
Yeah. So my first summer I was in the kitchen. So I was prepping the food in the kitchen, cooking stir fry, you know, Migos. And then my second summer I went back as special needs rotational. So I got to work with a lot of campers with special needs. In the weeks that I wasn't in a cabin, with the camper special needs, I was like a day camp counselor, I was a lifeguard, I was a shores counselor for a bunch of 6th grade boys. Just had a lot of fun. The community is there great, so if you're looking for a summer job, I'd definitely check Camp Geneva out.
And this summer, you have a chance to work at a camp, not Camp Geneva, but can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm working at a camp in Washington called Tall Timbers. I just like felt that I needed to get somewhere outside of my comfort zone. So I started applying to camps all across the country, and then Trigvy Johnson, chaplain here at Hope, recommended this camp to me, and so I applied, and the interview went really well, and I felt like it was a good choice for me, and I got hired on. So I am going to work there this summer, and I'm very happy, but a little nervous as well.
It's good to be nervous, but it just means that it's a new frontier, and you know, it's amazing, but wow, Washington D.C. right?
Washington State. Yeah, so I've been
living bad. So do you have any family in Washington State, or is it just completely
going there? Don't know anybody.
Wow,
so that's so exciting.
That's gonna be really cool. Coming back to Hope, what has been your biggest obstacle here at Hope? Drama with friends or drama with professors?
Or just like transition into college from high school?
Yeah, so the biggest transition for me was that I only came here with one other student from my high school, and that was out of my comfort zone, so I became as extroverted as possible because I wanted to know as many people. And also I came from a high school that I graduated with 63 kids from. So coming here was a lot bigger, and I had to be able to acclimate to that. That was kind of hard. And then also the showers at Hope, they're a little short for me. So I had to be able to work around that and figure out how to do that and take showers better.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'8".
6'8", yes. Definitely a problem, I can see.
Big problem here.
Going off of that, have you have any, like, funny stories or funny interactions in the dorms or residential halls here at Hope? Anything, like, interesting or weird?
I lived in Durfee for a little bit my freshman year, so there was always crazy stuff happening. Mm-hmm. And then last year I was an overnight host, So I had this overnight come to Hope, and he asked me if he could sleep naked in my room. So that was a very interesting thing. And then also last year, it was like second semester, and Cam Zeller and I, we just both looked at each other one night, and it was like 3 a.m. We're like, you know what we should do? We should go to the casino. We haven't actually ended up going, but I really wish we would have gone to the casino together. Yeah, it would have been so much fun.
For sure.
Is there a casino around here?
It's in Traverse City.
Oh.
Road trip.
Yes. A nice weekend away.
Yeah.
If you're old enough and if it is legal.
Oh, we had classes at 8 a.m. the next morning, so we'd have gone, been there for like 20 minutes, and had to come back.
That's so funny.
And obviously, you are a very familiar face here at Hope, not just because of your height, but also, like, you are very extroverted. Can you speak a little bit about all the activities you're involved in and how you've gotten to meet so many different people?
Yeah, for sure. So I am part of Student Congress. I'm one of the sophomore class reps with Aubrey Wilson. And that's a lot of fun. We just get to be interactive on campus and be able to talk to a lot of people. Students and faculty as well. Get to play a whole bunch of intramurals. I'm part of 3 right now. Volleyball, basketball, and water polo. Inner tube water polo. So
nice.
Definitely a fun one to do. I've done Ready for Life here at Hope, which is for students who have special needs, so they are able to be integrated into classes and they learn life skills. And that's been super awesome. Been part of Bible study, which I've loved. And then just like being around campus as much as possible. Definitely loved that as well. And then I was also like an orientation leader. So I got to lead OA Group 12. And it was so much fun being able to do that. And then also being part of NYKIRK. Got to meet a lot of cool people that way, too.
For those who at home don't know what inner tube water polo is, do you mind elaborating a little bit on that as an intramural?
Yeah, so you have 6 people in the pool with inner tubes, just the big circular tubes with the hole in the middle, and you put your butt in the hole. But you can't swim forwards. You always have to swim backwards because if you swim forwards, you can't really get anywhere. You got to get the whole nice backstroke in.
It's a strategy.
Yes. There you go. And there are always, there has to be the same amount of girls in the pool or more girls in the pool to boys. And then you have a goalie, and then you can play your offense, defense, however many people you want. So my team usually just does 2 offense, 2 defense, 1 midfielder. And then it's 2 12-minute halves. Guy scores, it's 1 point. Girl scores, it's 2 points. It's actually in last season that we played, we came down to the playoffs. So we were playing a team, and we went into 5 overtimes just because we couldn't. No one could really score on the other team.
Yeah.
But we ended up losing. Sad moment. But it's still so much fun. So we're really out for vengeance this year to win.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Kind of with that, are there any other, like, hobbies that you particularly enjoy? You mentioned playing bowling in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was definitely a bowler in high school. So been able to get out here in Holland and bowl a little bit, but definitely not as much as in high school. With my housemates, we go play basketball all the time. Definitely love doing that. Also, big euchre fan.
Really?
Love euchre. Anytime I can, I am down to play a game. So if you're listening and you have contacts with me, definitely hit me up to play euchre sometime. But other than that, I just really love hanging out with people. Super extroverted people person. Don't really need any alone time. My alone time's for me when I'm sleeping, taking a shower, driving alone. So I'm very minimalistic on my alone time.
And a very, very important question.
Yeah.
Would you rather eat at Phelps or at Cook?
I'd rather eat at Phelps, just because I like the aesthetic around me, because it's more loud, it's outgoing, I can see more people there. There's more food choices. And also I'm not a big fan of circle tables, because if you go there with 2 people, then you take up a whole circle table. I know Cook just rearranged a little bit, but still, if you went there with 2 people, it's kind of awkward. But you have more seating options at Phelps than Cook. And then also, I think, well, Phelps is closer for me, and they have better hours, so I can do that. And they're open on weekends, so if you're a big Cook fan and you want to go to Cook on the weekends, can't really do that.
I can definitely see that. Do you have a favorite and least favorite Phelps dish?
You know, all around least favorite, I just do not like meatloaf. So when they serve your mom's meatloaf, it's not my favorite because my mom thinks she makes the best meatloaf, but her meatloaf is terrible. She's just not a good cook. And then favorite dish, I really like General Tao's chicken.
Ooh, yeah, that's a choice. Yeah,
so like if there's ever like stir fry, any of that type of stuff, I'm down to eat. And plus, it's like a buffet, so you can have as much as possible. Yeah, so I'm a big fan of that.
With all the awesome attributes that Hope has on campus, especially for its students, is there any disadvantages that Hope has, anything that Hope can improve on that you think, especially, you know, working the student committee?
Yeah.
Anything that you'd want to talk about?
Yeah. Well, I'm also a tour guide here at Hope, so I get this question a lot. So, a silly one I always tell the parents and prospective students is the showers. I'm just like, the showers, they're not the greatest because it can't really fit. But it probably won't be an issue for you. But, like, a serious one, there's two that I have. One is, like, when you're walking around campus and you're not feeling, like, emotionally that well or not stable, and you see everyone smiling and happy. When really you're not that way on the inside, that can be really hard to just watch, and it'll put you more down. And then another one is that we come from such a small school that once you get into your specific program, you only have certain classes that you can take, and they're at certain times. So if you went to a bigger university, you would have more scheduling options and class schedule options. But here it's like you take this one class, and this is the only time it's offered. So that's kind of what you have to base your schedule around.
It's very interesting.
As kind of to wrap everything up, is there anything interesting you'd like to share about yourself that you want Hope to know or any fun facts?
You know, I have no idea. I'm pledging a frat right now, Phi Sig. Also... what's a fun fact about me? I wet the bed last May. That was so embarrassing, but, you know, I'm pretty open about it. I just drank way too much water.
We're not laughing at you. It's just very interesting.
Yeah, so it happened last May. My grandma got in this big kick if I have to drink, like, this much water. And I felt like I was drinking water the whole day. And I went to the bathroom before I went to bed and thought I did well. And, like, it was all out. Uh-huh. Woke up, and it was not all out when I went to bed. So woke up to that, and that was very interesting. Also, big enthusiast of milk. I have an admiration for milk. It's my favorite.
Any so kind, like regular?
2%.
2%.
Yeah. There you go. That's
so, yeah. Yeah.
So how do you feel about, like, almond milk or soy milk or...
You know, almond milk and soy milk, they're, like, meh. They're off brands. And if I drink them, like, almond milk at Hope, no, because it's not sweetened, unsweetened stuff, not going for. But 2%, I have, like, 2 to 3 glasses at every meal that I go to.
There you go.
So I have to just drink it up when I'm at Phelps or Cook, but Phelps preferably.
So what's your favorite milk... like byproduct meal, like is it cereal, ice cream, milkshake?
So ice cream, definitely. I'm a big enthusiast of cheese, like lots of cheese on stuff is better. Ice cream, Moose Tracks, that's where it's at. You just get a little flavoring of everything. But if that's not there, you got mint chocolate chip, always good go-to fallback plan. Both two very solid types of ice cream.
Awesome.
That's interesting. Well, yes. Thank you for coming on the show and talking with us on this chilly Friday morning.
Yeah.
Again, this was the third Humans of Hope with Chandler Erdos. Thank you very much for listening to the Anchors podcast. And remember to pick up your student newspaper and check out the campus news and more. This has been Amanda Olson and
Taylor Dunn.
And have a great rest of your weekend.